I'd like to call your attention to the Acts of the Apostles, the 8th chapter again, as we continue this walk with Brother Philip. The 8th chapter, beginning at verse 26, you'll find these words. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, a great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Supporting scripture, 37 Psalms, the 23rd verse. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, the benefits of following the orders of God. Amen. The benefits of following the orders of God. I heard so many say it time passed, it can't nobody do you like Jesus. But there's nothing like actually living long enough to experience that for yourself. And when you've had an encounter with the Lord, when you've had an opportunity to know for yourself, not what they said or not what mom and them said, but you have had an opportunity to feel the presence of a mighty God. And the Lord God, he blesses us and he deals with all of us in our very own special way. And just because you don't do it like Kay do it or Jones do it or the Carters do it or anybody else do it, all you got to do is do it. It's not about who you are. It's about whom you are serving and who you belong to. So many times we get so caught up in the who we are and what we think that we've achieved by our own personal accomplishments and sacrifices. But if you made a sacrifice, it was to the glory and the goodness of God. And if you were able to sustain, it was only by the power of a mighty God. Because there's a whole lot of things, a lot of times that we say in our mind that we'd like to do. But even though we have good intent, we just don't seem to follow through. We'll find this morning that we are as blessed as we are still a disobedient people. We sort of do things our own way, even though we read the Word of God, even though we've been taught and we're trying to learn what God would have us to do. A lot of times in life, we still do what we want to do. And then once we've done what we want to do, whether it works out in our favor or not, if we find ourselves in a hole or in a ditch, then we call on the power of a mighty God and we say, God, have mercy on me. And isn't it good to know that even though sometimes we will mess things up for ourselves and dig a hole for ourselves and we fall down in that hole, but we serve such a merciful, loving God that he can forget about the fact that you made a bad decision. He can forget about the fact that, oh, yes, you knew better, but you chose to do otherwise. And he still looks beyond your fault. Hallelujah. Don't nobody hear me in here. He looked beyond your fault and blessed your every need. The Bible declared that the Lord God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. So every one of you in here, everything you got that you claim to be yours belong to the Lord. Your widescreen, your flat screen, your automobile, your Cadillac, your Mercedes, your whatever it is that you think that you got. it still belongs to the Lord. And then I want to serve you. Notice that you ought to use what you got while you can, because, and do what you can while you can, because the Bible declares that you're going to die one day. It's appointed unto us once to die. So you better be about your Father's business. The Bible declares why it is day, for when night cometh, no man can work. Now, I kind of feel like preaching this morning. God has been too good to us for us to sit around and act like it is all about us. I thank God for all of the little bit of things that I got, but they're just material things. And I found out that even when I get all of these things, none of these things are going with me when I leave this old place called the world. Anybody in here so caught up in your little possessions that you can't let go long enough to let God have his way? Well, I tell you, all of your antiques and all of your jewels and all of your minks and all of your fake hair and your high heel shoes and your suits and everything that you got, you're going to leave it right here. You have one outfit on your back, and you won't even choose that out. You can tell whoever you want to what you want to be buried in, but they can bury you in anything they want to. Give out orders. I want to be cremated, but if they don't want to burn you, they don't have to burn you. Then those of you that want to make sure you have a good old church home going, you ought to go to somebody's church. Tell them Kay said it. As we continue this morning, the journey in the life of Philip, if we will listen, we'll learn a lesson in obedience, as well as spiritual connection with the Spirit of God, having faith enough to do without question and doubt what the Lord tells us to do. When the Lord has a will or something for you to do in life, you are better off if you have a mindset that I'm going to do what God say do. For the Bible declares that it's better to obey God rather than man. There are some that come to the time on this Christian journey that we can truly say that we are walking by faith and not by sight. Trusting that no matter what the outcome or what we may encounter or endure in the process, that we believe that everything is still going to be all right. I remember as a little boy, I heard the saints of God say, the Lord is going to make everything all right. And I began to believe that God had that kind of power, that he could make things all right, because I seen elders that were going through, and when they declared the Lord would make it all right, they sort of just went and sat down and they stopped worrying about it. And they just kept on living life, because you got to learn how to live in the midst of your circumstance. You got to learn how to live even in the midst of your failures. You still got to learn how to pick yourself back up and keep on stepping toward the mark. You cannot give up on yourself. A lot of times we point the finger and we say that they think this about this us and they say that, but don't worry about all the naysayers and what they said. Know that you need to be about your Father's business, and you need to get back up on your feet and declare that I serve a God that'll do anything that I need him to do in my life. I serve a God that is watching over me through the day and through the night. And I know that if I trust God, he has a way of working it out. We got to know and understand that we belong to a merciful God. And we got to see the love of God. We got to look beyond. We got to know that we have a God that loves us so much that he can look beyond our very faults. He can look beyond our sins and bless even our soul. The Bible declares all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But to all of those of us that believe in the power of Jesus Christ, Jesus promised that he would forgive us. He promised that if we would open up our mouths and confess that he is Lord of Lords, that we would be saved from our sins. Well, now, what you got to understand is he also said that he would never leave us, neither would he forsake us. Jesus said that I'll always be right there. Now, a lot of folk that say that they were on your side, a lot of folk that's supposed to be your friend, a lot of folk say that they're your cut buddy and you can always depend on them. How many of you know that in times of need, in times when you're backed up against the wall, and in those times when you're not so popular with everybody, and somebody is shunning you or pushing you down, do you have a friend that is still extending the hand and say that you are my friend, or will you turn your back on your friend? Got a whole lot of folk in the church house that instead of having the love and compassion that God has for us, when we see our brother down, we step on him. What if God had did that with us? Is there something about you so special this morning that God can forgive me, but he's not going to forgive Sister Dave? Nothing makes me no more special than this young lady right here. Too many times we allow what others think to hold us back from progressing and being all that you can be. First of all, you got to believe in the power of God. Then you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that when times get hard, that you are not in this thing all by yourself. Now, you got to remember the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So that when I just cannot find my way, that's when I recognize that God's Holy Spirit is comforting me, and it is keeping me, and sometimes it lead me and it guide me, and sometimes it pull me back and say, hold your mule. Sometimes it say, run as fast as you can. And sometimes it just say, stop and be still. And let God be God. If you don't want to hear a message, I can't go in there and sit down. But God sent me to Fowl's Chapel this morning for a reason. Not for me to glorify myself, because I'm a wretch undone. But to let the people of God know that we serve a loving and a merciful God. And you got to have a connection with God for yourself. You got to know that you got an opportunity to get in touch with God without the preacher, without the deacon, without the mothers of the church. All you got to do is open up your own mouth. You got to have faith. Now, faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what the word says. So now the faith that we have in God, we got to believe that God created us and gave us instructions. Where did the instructions come from? Well, Katie, come through the laws of God. So when you think about the laws of God, are we keeping the laws of God? Are we holding on to the tail skirt of the fact that, oh, we're living in grace? We always got a good way of escaping, facing the responsibility of where we are and what we got to be accountable for. But I stopped by to let you know this morning that God loves us, and it is in his word that we will find the guideline to a good life. It is in his word that if we do what God say do, then we will benefit what God has to offer us. It's when we know the word of God, then it is our obligation to share the good news. We ought to tell somebody so that we can help with kingdom building. But then there are some of us feel like it's not my responsibility. God didn't tell me to do that. God didn't call me to do that. But now I'm here to tell you this morning that you don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be a preacher to be obligated to carry the good news. For the Bible that we read lets us know that once you hear and understand the good news, then you are responsible for sharing that good news with somebody else. Don't you want to bring somebody to Jesus along with yourself? Well, now you got to understand that you got to have something to do in your life. David asked the question on one occasion, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? And Paul replies that we should offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So now, are we willing to serve God with all that we got? We got to understand that if we're blessed, we got to learn how to follow the orders of God. If you follow the orders of God, the Bible declares that you will reap if ye faint not. Be not weary in your well-doing. Some of us are killing our blessings because as soon as we do a good thing, we find ourselves complaining about what we do. So when we complain about what we do, we done killed our blessings. We got to learn how what we do, do it to the best of our ability from the goodness of our heart. Two words that we consider this morning. Benefits and orders. A benefit is something that is of help. A benefit is an advantage, a favorably allowance that is made in an agreement that is just like a covenant that if you do this, I'll do that. So the benefit in serving God is that if we trust and believe in the power of God, if we believe in his death and resurrection, we shall have eternal life, meaning life after death. But the condition is we got to believe. Then when we look at orders, orders mean a command of direction. A commission, condition, or arrangement of parts that permit proper function. And so there comes a time when we got to do things decent and in order. Now, King Solomon says, out of all of your getting, get an understanding. Understand what the word of God is telling you to do. Understand that God realizes that you cannot make this journey all by yourself. Understand that God has something very unique for each of us as individuals. But David says here that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So when we are put in a position to be a help, it ought to be out of the goodness of our heart. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. If you don't mind being a good man, the Bible say, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken. Neither have I seen his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. So if we do what the Lord say do, if we be obedient to the word of God, we got to know that God will do just what he said that he would do. But the question this morning is, are we going to be obedient to what God has told us to do? I stopped by to let you know this morning that there was a good man by the name of Apostle Philip, who in his time was serving and fulfilling a powerful ministry. He was doing a ministry there in Samaria, preaching about Jesus the Christ and telling all the people that all they had to do was trust in the power of God. The Bible said Peter and John came and laid hands and prayed for them that they received the Holy Ghost. And then they got their orders. But I want to know this morning, are you willing to do what God would have you to do? Well, now, the Bible says this morning that the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, said, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza. And when you go down there, this is going to be a desert road. He arose and he went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority. He was the treasurer to the queen of the Ethiopians. And he came to Jerusalem for the purpose of worship. So this lets me know that this man was a man of God. This man was a man that believed in the power of God. And if you know your history or the geographical, this is the where they are. This man was a black man. And this man believed in the power of a mighty God. The Bible says he was sitting there on his chariot that he began to read the word of God. And as he read the word of God, Philip began to run up beside the chariot. Philip said, oh man, do you understand what that is that you are reading? The Bible said, surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. And everyone has gone to him his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of his all. But he was oppressed and he was afflicted. But he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. But he did not open up his mouth. For he realized that he was a child of God. The Bible said that on that particular day, Philip began to ask the question. The old eunuch said, I want to know exactly who is he talking about. Is he talking about himself or is he talking about some other man? But I come by to let you know he was talking about Jesus. Anybody know anything about Jesus? I heard that Jesus said that if you want to do what I tell you to do, everything is going to be all right. I stopped by Foul Chapel to let somebody know this morning that God is right here by our side. I want to let you know this morning that there'll come a time in your life that you better know what God wants you to do. There is a benefit this morning when you follow the orders of a mighty God. For when the Bible said, he told Philip in the midst of the dream to get up off of them. You can't question God. You can't doubt God. You can't hinder God. But Philip got right on up, went where God told him to go. Once he began to talk to the eunuch, he began to realize why he was there. You see, God has a way of making sure you are where you need to be. God will put people in your life to tell you just what thus said the Lord. The Bible said, the eunuch said, I heard what you said, but I don't have nobody to give me understanding. So old Philip jumped up in the chariot, began to tell him all about Jesus, tell him that everything was going to be all right, because who he was reading about had already come, already been to Calvary, already been down to the grave, got up out the grave with all power. And this got this eunuch excited. He went on down the desert land. Saw a little piece of water. Said, I want to be baptized right now. Baptize me. Because I believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said that they went down in the water. And he began to baptize him. But oh Lord, when you do what God said, do, there's a benefit that's just like an awesome miracle. For the Bible declares, when he come up out the water, hallelujah, Philip was caught up. Oh God, the eunuch couldn't see him no more. Let me tell you the power of God. When he got up out that water, the Spirit of God picked him up. Moved him 20 miles down the way. Put him in another place. Just like that, God can take you and turn your life around. Catch you up and draw you out of what you're going through. There's a benefit in following the orders of God. Philip followed orders. For his order was to go down this desert road. And it wasn't just by chance, but he already knew that there's a reason for you to be on that road. There's a reason that you are where you are at certain times. And when somebody step in and that light click in your head and you feel the confirmation of the Spirit and you know that it is of God, you ought to shout hallelujah and thank God for what he has done. You see, when God gives you confirmation that he is yet still by your side. See, that's what Philip realized. that he was a man that walked by faith, and he did not question God. For when the angel spoke to him, God has a way of speaking to us this morning. Still in that small, still voice. Stop being hard-headed and open up your deaf ears. Hear what thus said the Lord. And what the Lord wants us to do is to follow his example. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But in order for you to know that, you have to understand the word of God. King Solomon says, in all of your getting, get an understanding. I believe that's why Philip said, do you understand what you're reading? The man didn't get offended. Sometimes when somebody's trying to help you, get off the defense fence. Be receptive. Because you never know. It could be an angel unawares.